So we are talking with Nelson King of White Dog Hill today in Clinton, Oklahoma. Nelson, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the history of White Dog Hill and how you guys got started?
It's two separate things. The history itself is the building, actually the grounds and the separate outbuilding, were all built in 1925, 1926 by a bunch of men in Clinton as a private golf course and country club. They quarried the rock out of the hilltop that it's on. In fact, downstairs in that dining room, you can still see the native rock where they quarried. It was a golf course until about 59-60. After that, it was a gambling den, nightclub, a little bit of everything. And then families lived here, some individuals lived here, until it was completely and finally abandoned in about 1983. Then I got it in about 2000, just as much as anything, curiosity, because it was such an interesting old building on a hilltop that seemed worthy of trying to save.
Mm-hmm.
The caretaker's house by this time, all the rock, it had been gutted out by fire, apparently from arson. The building was pretty destroyed, amazingly more intact than it sort of deserved to be for all the effort that went in to try to destroy it. So I had it for a couple of years while I was trying to decide what to do to it, and realized that it was built as a commercial building, probably should be a commercial building again, as opposed to a golf course, maybe should try to do a restaurant, although I had no background at all in restaurateuring. There was a friend of mine here that had arrived in Oklahoma about the same time and married a fellow here and settled in. British woman that was virtually a cordon bleu chef. She's marvelous. Her seasonings and repertoire of things. And so, I'll open a restaurant if she will come cook. And then that took the next several years. It actually took until the summer of 2007 to get the property pulled together, to undo. The majority of that time was getting it up to what I felt like was zero so I could move forward, cleaning up the property, cleaning out the buildings, and then starting to rebuild them and get them on some road to recovery. So I finally got it open in 2007. I had moved back here. I was from Oklahoma, but I had moved back from South Florida. And just, it's a lark, but we'll see what we can do. We've been very lucky. I mean, the community was immediately supportive of it. We opened with the simplest of menus just because none of us actually know what we're doing commercially cooking. But I've been very fortunate. I still have most of the staff I opened with 4.5 years ago. And still the same chef, Jackie. So we did open up, very simple menu, felt our way along to see kind of what was the in demand here. I had never intended to open a steakhouse, but even in cattle country, figured there were a lot of options to that. No, people still wanted steaks. So we started adding a few more things. So we have several different steaks. Then we started adding some different fish and shrimp and catfish and salmon. So we started adding more things and doing like weekly specials. Gives Jackie a chance to expand out and try different vegetables, because it was initially conceived as being trying to do a local farming and local produce as much as possible. In some respects that's possible, in some respects it's not really, mm-hmm. but we're able to get a great deal of buy fresh market produce as much as possible, whether we can get it locally or through a supplier. And so we do operate off of reservations, and then we cook quantities and all to those reservations. So some nights we will limit seating more based on the amount of food, what was available of that. We are closed a lot for another reason for having reservations, because we are closed quite a bit for private functions of weddings or anniversaries or something like this, where people are either taking part of the building or just taking the entire grounds. Finally, about a year and a half ago, got the old caretaker's house redone and weathered in and opened it as a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we do smaller functions down there, but the same sort of thing. You've got the tin roofs, got a wood-burning stove, got the old rock walls, cement floors. It just has a lot of character to it. We're on the highest point in the county, so we've got real nice, uninterrupted views in 360 degrees, even though we're right off I-40 because it goes through the hillside that we're on, so you don't really see that mm-hmm. much.
What would be the ultimate experience if someone came to visit White Dog Hill?
The thing we found even before we opened, when we were already doing private functions, is people saying they realized this was a destination, mm-hmm. that they're coming. We draw people from 100 miles or more, but they're coming to make it an entire evening. They'll come to the bar. They may have cheese boards or something. They may have drinks. People come up, bring their cameras just to photograph sundown, and we'll spend the evening by the fire pit. Then possibly come in and have dinner or not, and then go back to the patio or go back to the bar, because both have decks and patio areas facing to the west, overlooking town. So it's really just for an evening. People would say they don't know where I go for my R&R, but this is where they mm-hmm. come. They can decompress up here.
Yeah, just very relaxing.
Yes, you've got space. You can get away from people if you want to. You can sit there quietly. You can hold hands. People come in and they find that's their table. They bonded on very quickly. We always want to sit in that room, or we want to sit at that table. Or, you know, I really try to keep seating spaced. We work very hard at making people know that if they want this table for the evening, this is their table for the evening.
All right. Well, I think that's all the questions I have, unless okay. there's anything you'd like to add.
It's not a lot of bells and whistles. It just is a very comfortable space of what the handmade tables, the handmade chairs, the rough-hewn walls. It just kind of is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And people respond to that. It's very unpretentious. It's very comfortable.
All right, Nelson. Well, we are looking forward to visiting White Dog Hill. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, and I hope you will come see us.